Good morning. We're training Chayyadim Klaus and Machay. We're learning Simon Vav. So the Chayyadim talks about the four which are Chayyab Lahoydus. So Dal Shechem Lavarach Berchaz Ogamel, the four people which have to say Berchaz Ogamel. The first one is Yorda Hayam. So the Chayyadim adds the following caveat. So he's Yorda Hayam and he comes back. So he says Berchaz Ogamel. So that's a scenario where a person went out to the sea and came back. What about if he's traveled overseas to elsewhere? So if that's where his goal is, he says Berchaz Ogamel when he arrives at his destination. What if he has multiple stops along the way? So the Chayyadim says that this key of saying Berchaz Ogamel is only when he reaches his desired result, his desired destination. The places where he stops along the way, even if they would spend a few days there, but since it's clearly just a stop along the way, there's no dinner saying a gemo. Hochemid Barius, Kishagila Yeshuv. So Hochemid Barius, person travels through the Midbar. The Midbar is a place of Sakana. Person cannot normally maintain himself there. The heat, the lack of water, etc. When he arrives to a place of Yeshuv, he is no longer in Sakana, and he says Berchaz Ogamel. And again, we're going to differentiate between a place which is your final result, final destination, to a place where a person is pausing along the way. There's an oasis in the middle of the desert, and he travels there, planning to continue further, but meanwhile, he stops at this oasis. So he does not say Ogamel there because it's not his final destination. So, Chayla, which recovered, he was healed, and the Chayalim says that's not enough to say Berchaz Ogamel. We have a scenario where a person who has recovered, his life is no longer in danger, but it's hard to say he's Chayla Alburya. He's walking around in full health. He still needs procedures done, he needs therapy, he needs many things which would get him back to strength. Or theoretically, you have a person which will never come back to full strength. He will not fully recover from this illness, even though he will be out of the danger. So when you say Berchaz Ogamel, you say Berchaz Ogamel when the process is completed. So if the person has reached the end of the process, even though he's not fully recovered, but that's as far as they can take him, he's no longer in Sakana, he would make the bracha then. What the person do grapple with is a situation where a person basically, the person has recovered, he's doing fairly well at this point in time, but the reality is that the doctors still want him to keep doing various different exercises, or tikkunim, etc., to strengthen him, etc. That's considered the person has recovered, and a person can make the Berchaz Ogamel before all of those therapies or whatever he's doing need to be done. That does not preclude him saying Berchaz Ogamel. He does need to be Hurlach Abriyoy, and the person has recovered back to health. The next one is a person who had been captured. He had been captured, he had been imprisoned, and the claim against him was a potential Dinei Nefashos. They claimed that he had killed somebody. He's Chayav Misa. It turned out that that's not true. He's not Chayav Misa, it's not true. So he's recovered from potential Sakanos Nefashos. So in that situation, he says, a person who's Chomish because of the moment, they imprison him because he's not paying his debts. So over there, his life is not in danger. And even when he gets out of the Sasurim, he does not need to say Ogamel. Now, obviously there's a range of realities which take place in jails. There are third world countries where a person is in jail, and who knows where it's going to lead. A person is in America, and they put him in jail for a few days as a punishment. There's no real danger over there. So we're talking about a case where a person was chavish, machas defoshes. He wasn't being imprisoned because he has not paying his debts, because over there there's no sakana. But if he's chavish machmas the foshas, so then we have a good question: what can happen to him? Let's say he—that's all referring to before the case. The case has been decided, and they decide they put him back in jail. So at this point in time, he's not under the cloud of possibly being punished, capital punishment. It's behind him, but he's not totally free. So does he say that Berachos HaGomel at that point in time, or does he have to wait till he's totally free? So the assumption would be that he does not have to wait. And incarceration, where there is a potential for danger to one's life, a person would say HaGomel afterwards. Some of the guards are very vicious. Some of the inmates are very vicious, and they don't mind beating up on somebody to the point of potentially endangering their life. The person is always in that possibility. The person will come out of that place alive. He says a gomel. So even though the chayyim said this is only true by iskei nefoshes, and not by iskei momenus, but there are scenarios where even iskei momenus potentially can be dangerous. He's put in a prison together with regular criminals, and some of them are very dangerous, and they decide to maybe. They could decide if they wanted to rough him up, etc. They chose not to. So that itself is a form of hatzola, which requires the brach of shasanes, asalines. So we talk about the area of the Hiyam, and the alchemy boris, the chalash of Yisrapa, and the chavash. We saw the war of Davkev and the asura milavad hamavoret. You should have 10 people present besides the Mavorot. You have 10 people present. Is that Ma'akev? If a person doesn't have 10 people available, what about you only have 9 other people? So Mishavur says that you need a total of 9, 10. You don't need the 10 besides the individual. But what about the Bidiyabit if you don't have 10 available? We'll talk about that more in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.